Halloween is coming up on Thursday. Just your thoughts on trick-or-treating overall and just where, you know, the holiday usually leads you every year.
Well, I definitely always enjoy taking the kids out trick-or-treating. One of them starting to get a little old that he doesn't want to walk around with mom and dad this year. So it might be a little bit different, but definitely always a fun time.
When do your kids usually go out and hit the streets for trick-or-treating every year?
Well, we're out in Akron, so we're always the night of, and I believe it starts at 5. So, and we go to the last minute.
Very last minute. Is there a time where they cut off trick-or-treating there?
You know what? I think it's probably 8:30, but I have not looked that up yet. That'll be a last minute check.
And do you usually every once in a while maybe kind of push the envelope a little bit, try to go a little past 8:30? Is that something that happens usually?
We usually go back to grandma's for the last stop. So it's usually her and her immediate neighbors and try to leave everybody else alone.
When's the latest that you've ever either had your kids out trick-or-treating or that you've had anyone come to your door asking for trick-or-treats?
Well, I get very few people at our door. We've got a little bit longer driveway out, kind of, you know, a little spread out from everybody else. But we've definitely had a car pull up, you know, a good 10, 15 minutes past. So I guess if the light's on, you're kind of inviting them.
And what is the usual candy of choice for your kids or even for, you know, the household to hand out every year for trick-or-treating?
Oh, that thankfully works out really well. One loves Tootsie Rolls, so everybody gives him everything they don't want. And then the other one's all like sour gummy, sweet gummies, things like that.